If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I'm your host, Patty Parlays, and with me, as always, is Diz. Diz, how's your weekend, buddy?
Great. It was too short, of course, but very profitable weekend for me. Glad to be back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, start off, there's really not a lot to bet on tonight, or at least that's what I originally thought. So, there's no NHL, the NBA, the next NBA game is Wednesday, and the Major League Baseball is on the All-Star break. However, I was looking at some of the Home Run Derby stuff to bet on, and there is quite a lot to bet on. So that is our topic for the day. The topic of the day is actually Home Run Derby, which happens today, and then the All-Star game, which happens tomorrow. But the main focus will be the Home Run Derby. So I know Diz didn't do a whole lot of research, and many of you probably didn't either. So I'm going to go ahead and go through each participant and give you the odds. So the odds-on favorite to win tonight is obviously Shohei Ohtani at plus 210. He is probably going to win MVP this year. He is just absolutely destroying the ball of late. And actually, I think on FanDuel you can get Shohei to win at boosted odds. So if you really like Shohei, get him at boosted odds on FanDuel and just enjoy the show. Second best odds is Joey Gallo at plus 330. He's really hot right now, and he actually, I think he did really well last year in this event as well. So he's a good one. Pete Alonso, plus 500. He actually won the event last year. Matt Olson at plus 600. Trevor Story at plus 750, which I believe actually the Podfather on Friday had him as a best bet and actually got him at plus 1100. So these odds are moving all over the place. And then you got Juan Soto at plus 900 odds, Salvador Perez at plus 2000 odds, and Trey Mancini at plus 2000 odds. So, Diz, I'm not sure. Are you going to use your best bet or one of your best bets on the Home Run Derby winner, I assume?
So I have a bet on the Home Run Derby, but it's not on the winner. However, I do want to say a couple things about those odds and values. I think Shohei Ohtani as a favorite is a horrendous pick simply because he doesn't take batting practice. He hasn't taken batting practice all year. He only hits live pitching. So I don't know if people just don't realize that. And, you know, maybe he does win. Maybe he does hit yabos with off batting practice. But the guy literally hasn't practiced, like, taking slow pitching. He hasn't taken batting practice. He only hits live pitching. Yes, that shows you how insanely talented he is. But I would almost rather bet on someone like Pete Alonso, who won the Derby last year at plus 500. There are repeat winners all the time in the Derby. So I'd be hesitant about Shohei Ohtani. I hope he wins. Honestly, he's absolutely electric and he hits absolute moon balls. But yeah, I think Shohei Ohtani is the favorite. It's just Vegas knowing that people want him to win. So I would be very cautious about Shohei. The guy only hits live pitching.
Yeah, I agree with you there. What if for Shohei, they just brought in like one of his teammates who has him live pitch to him?
I mean, that would almost make more sense. There's no way you win a Home Run Derby that way, but that's what I'm saying. It's just kind of nuts that he's favored by that much, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. So who do I want to win? Trey Mancini. I don't know if you know the story, Diz, about Trey Mancini.
I do not.
So he overcame stage 3 colon cancer. He missed the entire last season for treatment for colon cancer, and he currently now leads the Orioles in home runs and RBIs. So it's a great story and great odds. So that's who I want to win. Who do I think will win? It was hard for me to go with anyone other than Shohei. It's his All-Star break. I think he wins the Home Run Derby. He's starting the All-Star game tomorrow, and he's also leading off, I believe. And so, you know, this is his weekend. but I wouldn't take him if you're not getting the boosted odds on FanDuel. And then who am I betting on to win? Well, you're going to have to wait for my best bets for that one, Diz.
I love Dad's pick because doesn't Trevor Story play for the Rockies?
He does, yes.
I just love that. And I think back to the Todd Frazier one when it was at Great American Ballpark in 2015. Todd Frazier had no business winning that home run derby. I think like he had the fifth most home runs of everyone in that competition. But like it was before I started gambling, so I don't know his odds or his value, but like it was an underdog win for sure for Todd Frazier. And like just with the home crowd there, I think plus 750 is great value. I'm going to agree with the Podfather. If I had to pick someone value-wise, I think it's Pete Alonso, but I'm honestly hoping it's Trevor Story or Mancini just because that Mancini story is dope.
Yeah, and some other another notable person. 2 years ago, Bryce Harper actually won the Home Run Derby in his home stadium.
There you go.
So I don't think it's necessarily all that outrageous or crazy for someone to win in their home stadium. And I think, you know, there's a big part of the Home Run Derby that people don't realize is kind of the feel of it, right? Do you feel at home? Do you have someone pitching that you are familiar or comfortable with? So, you know, I don't hate that. Now, Diz, let's shift to the All-Star game. Obviously, National League versus the American League. This happens on Tuesday night. Some stats for you here, Diz. The American League has won the last 7 All-Star games.
Yep.
The average run scored is 7.15 between the two teams in those last 7 games. The starter for the AL is Shohei Ohtani, like we said. And the starter for the National League is Max Scherzer. I will have a few best bets for this game, but if you don't have a best bet for this game, Diz, do you want to share those, or do you want to like say anything or add anything about the All-Star game?
I do have a best bet, and I'm going to save it for the best bet portion.
Okay, perfect. I have a few best bets for the game as well, so we will move on then. NBA playoff update. We're going to keep this brief. Last night was game 3 of the finals. The Bucks won game 3, so the Suns now lead 2-1. And we will jump in deeper about the series and game 4 on Wednesday, which is when the next game of the series is.
All right. I told you Bucks are going to sneak back in.
You did.
Giannis is playing unbelievable.
And the Suns have no answer for him. But so basically, you know, Giannis is going to perform. You know, the Suns are going to perform. So it's a matter of if the supporting cast for the Bucks can do anything at all.
I think Booker shooting like 3 of 14 really helps the Bucks as well. But I don't know. I could see it going 6 or 7 either way.
Well, now I definitely can. But you got to think if you're the Suns, you got to try to do something to defend Giannis.
Yeah. 100%.
But anyways, we'll discuss more game 4 on Wednesday. So let's do a quick review of Celeb Bet Friday. Like we said, the Podfather, he picked Trevor Story on Friday to win the Home Run Derby tonight. So hopefully that hits for him. Disher's NASCAR race pick unfortunately lost, and Miles's soccer parlay lost. So kind of a rough Friday for the Celeb Bet. So hopefully the Podfather gets one for us tonight. Now let's review our best bets from Friday. I went 1-2. The White Sox decided to start scoring in the 6th inning, so too little too late for me as I bet the first 5 a lot of times. But I will say this. I have adjusted to the no spider tack in baseball, and I've got my game back a bit. So after the All-Star break, I'm looking to come back hot.
Love to hear that.
Diz, how'd your best bets do on Friday?
I went 2-0. I am all the way back. I had Reds money line, which hit in honor of my boy Sunshine. I don't know if Sunshine's ever going to be back on this podcast. I think he might have taken the Brennan Castellanos gag a little bit serious when he said, I don't know if I'm ever going to be on the podcast again because he has never been back. I even saw him this weekend, and I was like, bro, get back on the pod. Anyways, Reds money line. Pat, are the Reds actually good?
So actually, I'm torn, right? This is the typical Reds that we usually see. The Reds, you know, around the All-Star break, middle of the summer, they make a ridiculous run, and people are like, oh, they're really, really good. But then come by the end of the season, they kind of lose a bunch in a row, and they revert back to their normal self.
I think the longevity is definitely a question that should be asked and deserves to be asked. But what I love as a Reds fan is I believe now we're 47-42 with the 29th of 30th bullpen, according to ERA.
Oof.
If you can be that, if you can have that good of a record with that shitty of a bullpen, with the trade deadline not there yet, like, you have to imagine we're going to make moves. Like,
I was going to say, the Reds have to be buyers.
Like have to be buyers. Jonathan India is like up to like 280 batting average, which is nuts considering he was like sub 200 like a couple months ago. The guy's batting insane. Castellanos is like the most clutchest human being of all time. He has like 3 game-winning hits for us in the last week. Like, it's just insane. Our bats are coming alive. Our starters are doing well. And the fact that the bullpen is literally like the worst in MLB, and we're 3 games back from the Brewers, is absolutely nuts. It makes me think the Reds are good. I don't want to jinx it. I just wanted your take.
So if you are the Reds, you have Lorenzen coming back, which should bolster the bullpen a little bit. But who are you giving up to get that piece in the bullpen?
You know, we got a lot of guys like Kyle Farmer, it's not a long-term like player for the Reds at all. I'm looking at Nick Senzel, who never stays healthy, but he might have some value because he's kind of a young stud. You got like Shogo Akiyama. I don't know if anyone would want him. I don't really know about trade value in baseball. But
yeah,
I know that
yeah.
We have so many people that like we used to shuffle in, like Aquino.
I was going to say, Aquino came to mind for me, or Suarez came to mind for me.
Well, the problem with Suarez is, like, I don't, like, we're so short-staffed on the left side of the infield. Like,
right.
We tried putting Suarez at short. It was horrible. So, granted, he is dog shit, like, average-wise, so I don't think he'd be worth that much value-wise. So, I really don't know. I just know we got a lot of people that – We rest guys a lot because we have a lot of depth when it comes to like position players that we can just play because the main guy needs a break. So we might have some value. I don't know. Lorenzen coming back is going to be huge, but you got to imagine with the assets that the Reds have, even though they might not be like the best assets, but with the way the Reds season's going and the assets that they have, you got to imagine that their bullpen is going to at least be like top 20. So
you got to hope that they are top 20.
Yeah. 100%. 100%. So I don't know. I just wanted your take on that.
All right. Are you done? Okay.
No, my Martingale hit, it was a no run first inning for Diamondbacks Dodgers on Friday night. And that hit as well. So that was my 2A. I still have a second Martingale running. Because we did 2 at the same time, so you better believe that one's going to hit, and we're going to hit a fresh start. You better believe I have one of my best tonight.
Nice. Love it. All right, let's get into those best bets tonight, and all of mine are related to the All-Star game or the Home Run Derby. So my first one is Salvador Perez to win the Home Run Derby at plus 2,000 odds.
Wow.
He is fourth in the field in the home runs for this season. But he has the best odds to win. And he obviously then naturally has the best value. So I think a lot of people are all over the place on who's going to win, but I haven't heard a single person say Salvador Perez. So you bet your sweet ass I'm fading the public and I'm going Salvador Perez. My next best bet is similar, but this is the you can bet on who will make it to the finals of the Home Run Derby. And so I am betting Salvador Perez versus Matt Olson in the finals tonight.
That'd be insane value.
Like I said, Salvador Perez has the fourth most home runs in the field. Matt Olson has third most. Okay. Matt Olson also plays for the A's, so I think not many people, you know, follow with the A's and know who he is either. So a couple sleepers with tremendous values. I, again, am getting plus 2,000 odds on that bet. And then the next best bet is I have the All-Star Game parlay for you. I have the National League to win and over 11. Balls will be flying out because the Rockies are, in fact, Rocky. Arenado knows the field, knows how to play it. He's on the Cardinals now in the National League, so he's got some experience there. Castellanos will hit a fly or two to left field while they are eulogizing some random guy. So if you put those parlayed together, you get plus 311 odds, so hammer that. And then a possible late addition. They haven't offered this yet, but if they offer an NRSI in the All-Star game, you bet your ass I'm taking that tomorrow.
They don't have it yet?
They do not have it yet. And part of that's probably because I don't think the lineups have been released yet, and I don't think... well, no one really knows like what the pitching rotation is going to look like, right? Pitchers go at most one inning, and so after the starters, it's kind of a crapshoot as to who's coming next. So, but if it's there, I'm taking it. So, all right, Diz, what do you got for your best bet of the night?
Okay, so I'm starting with I got two. I'm starting with the Martingale 2B. It is a odds boost on FanDuel, of course. I think it's minus 120, and it jumped up to plus 100. So even money. I'm betting 10 to win 10. This is my second attempt of this Martingale. So I got to double the stakes, put it to $10. And then what it is it's over 519.5 feet to be – will a home run ball go over 519.5 feet? I did yes. I just think it's more fun to watch and root for longer balls. So we're taking that Martingale. And then my next best bet is the All-Star Game outcome. I think it is absolutely nuts that the National League is favorited because it's an All-Star Game. It should be a coin flip, and the odds are pretty much a coin flip. But I couldn't live with myself betting the National League knowing that the American League has won 7 straight. So it might just be like a mental thing. I really don't understand how you could bet on the National League, Patty. I don't know what you're thinking there. Maybe you have some reasoning for it. But to get better value than the National League, I'm taking American League money line in the All-Star game.
I mean, I just told you why. You know, Arenado knows the Rockies. Castellanos and Winker are hot. I mean, the National League's bringing it home, you know? But
not a chance.
Anyways. Kind of like the Home Run Derby, the All-Star games are crapshoot anyways. And Diz, I wanted to mention something on your 519 stat because I heard this earlier today. Okay. So since they introduced the StatCast, right? You know what StatCast is?
Yeah.
So I think it's been like 5 years. So the past 5 years, the longest recorded home run in the Home Run Derby has been 512 feet.
Well, now, shit.
But... you have to, how much air does
Colorado, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing you have to wonder is how much, you know, what's the, above sea level factor in? I would probably take the over of 7.5 feet on that. So just a fun little fact. And I too, in fact, took that boost and am going the over in that.
Yeah. Bet together, win together.
Bingo. Diz, anything you want to get off your chest before we wrap this up?
No, I don't think so. Reds are good, bro. That's all I got to say.
Yep, but thank you everyone for listening. So kind of like we mentioned earlier, Wednesday's episode, it'll be another weird one because we'll really only have a couple things to talk about, but we will have NBA Finals Game 4 that we're going to do a deep dive into on Wednesday, along with the Open Championship, which is happening this weekend. So hopefully,
oh,
you know.
Hell yeah. Hopefully, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, yeah. Surprise, surprise. But hopefully, you know, you make some money on the Home Run Derby and All-Star Game. Relax, enjoy it, have a good time. And we will see you all on Wednesday.
Yeah.